So joining me tonight on the Dice Men, I've got Mitch Dovey from Joe Dodgy's Dice and Games. And, of course, everyone in the board game hobby in Australia is very excited about the news about Joe Dodgy's and MilSims. But we'll come to that in a moment. Do you want to just give us a bit of background on Joe Dodgy's? Now, at first I thought, hang on, is he the long-lost brother of Arthur Dodgy and Wayne Dodgy? Now, of course, I've probably lost about 90% of our audience because they're all not old enough to remember was it the Comedy Company or Fast Forward that had the, "I'm Arthur Dodgy and I'm Wayne Dodgy"? Do you remember that?
I definitely do. And yes, there is definitely inspiration going on there in the name. That's one of the sources for the interesting decision that I made when naming my business.
How long have Joe Dodgy's been operating?
If you want to measure it from when the actual official Joe Dodgy website went up, day one was April 2011. But the Joe Dodgy name's been around for a fair bit longer than that. We're coming up on 5 years with the website. That's when I've been really solidly official.
You've certainly, I'd say, created some work for yourself by making the big announcement, taking over, and I'll get you to explain it to us, because you're taking over the stock, you're taking over the name. Do you want to talk us through the whole MilSims process?
So, yeah, MilSims was the company where I'd scrimp up and save up my allowance and con my dad into writing a cheque for me and mail off an order. And, you know, eventually, if you were lucky, what you ordered came back. Or if you didn't get what you ordered, they had the little section on there where you could put in alternate things that you could have instead, and maybe that would come. I think at that time it was still owned and controlled by Jedco Games, the old parent company. And obviously it split off from them at some point. I think after that, there might be people throwing things at their radio right now who know better, but roughly around that time.
It is a sort of a very beloved icon of our industry, and I think that's why people were so disappointed at firstly the decline and then the disappearance. From out of nowhere, you made this decision to not rescue it, but to get involved?
It's smart when you're in business to keep an eye on your competitors. And if you know the business and you know what's going on, you see indications when you're keeping an eye on competitors that things may or may not be going very well. You see symptoms. And we saw symptoms in MilSims. They were not restocking as quickly as us. They were not bringing in the new items as quickly as us. They'd still put them up for pre-order, but we'd clear our pre-orders well before they would. And in some cases where, you know, things had gone badly wrong and pre-orders hadn't come in as quickly as we'd liked and we were really upset with ourselves, we'd go off and check MilSims and it was still sitting there on pre-order. They were all symptoms that, you know, just got louder and louder. So I kept saying to people, I really should contact them and, you know, see whether they're getting close to being interested to sell. And so by the time I got in touch with them and asked them, you know, if they were interested, it was pretty much when they'd already been closed. They were desperately looking to move the business on and get themselves out of the situation that they were in. Now, we weren't really able to agree on what the business was worth, which was completely understandable under the circumstances. I personally think that my business is worth about $4 billion. I'm pretty sure that no one else does. So at that point, it's went into liquidation, and I was able to make an offer as part of the liquidation process, and other people did as well. And then the liquidators do what liquidators do and played us all off against each other and made sure they could get as much money as they could for to pay back creditors. And then somehow at the end of that, I ended up owning all of the assets. And by that, it was pretty much everything that's not nailed down. So I have all of their stock, although it's just a huge pile of boxes at the moment. It needs to be sorted and everything else. I grabbed just about all of their fittings, except for some ones that look like they were actually carved from rocks in caveman days. We're trying to get their website kind of back, not up, because I don't want to have the MilSims website up and operating if we can't be confident that someone can place an order and we can supply that product. So we've got to get a website redone so that the stock on hand is showing as correct, the pricing is showing correct, and a few other things is corrected. That'll involve teaching myself a different website package, because unfortunately they used a different backend to ours, and that'll be fun. We've got control of the Facebook page, which is good. I can talk to the ex-customers of MilSims. I can let them know that while we can't get anyone's money back, we can tell them who to talk to, which is the liquidators, and we can tell them that the business will be restarted again if they had back orders that they hadn't paid for. We want to help them with that for two reasons. One, because I like money and I would like everyone else's money. And the way to get that legally, apparently, is to supply product and you get money in exchange. So I'm bang up for that. And for the other one, you know, everyone's been let down by a company that, you know, I've always admired. It's happened for reasons. I think I can see the reasons behind it. And while I won't go into details, you know, I can see both sides. It's never good to do this to your customers. It's definitely not all the owner's faults. It never is. Or previous owner's faults. It doesn't excuse any of it, but communication, which is something that we really try and do well, because you can only compete on so many things. You can compete on price, you can compete on service, you can compete on communication, which really is part of service. You can compete on being the biggest, brightest thing out there that keeps everyone looking at you and forgetting about all of your other competitors. But some of them are really expensive to do, and some of them are actually possible to do. And you know what? If answering the phone nicely and actually trying really hard to help someone who's got a problem or has a question makes my customers happy and keeps them coming back, I'm more than happy to do it. And I think you'd be silly not to.
Most reasonable people recognise that there are delays, and often they are unavoidable, whether it's due shipping, whether it's due late product launches. As a customer, you really ask is for that to be communicated to you so you can revise your expectations. And I think that's been something where, you know, a lot of customers have been let down in the past. So do you have a time frame in mind? Obviously, you said, you know, there's a lot to go on in behind the scenes, but do you have a rough time frame of when you think you'll be trading as MilSims and the website will be up and running again?
Well, that's probably a two-part question there. We do intend to bring MilSims back as an online entity, and we do intend to bring MilSims back as a retail store. I would think that both of those would come back at roughly the same time. What we have to do in order to have that happen is actually find a retail location, and it will be different to the previous stores that MilSims have run. They've been purely retail since they split off from Jedco. So back then they were a small retail store in the front of a warehouse. That's pretty much what we need for our operation. We do about 70% of our sales online and 30% face-to-face. I think that'll come up a bit once we have a proper retail store. The way Joe Dodgy is currently set up, we do have people pick up orders, but we don't actually have a space for browsing at the moment. What happens is people place orders online and they get an automatic update when we've gone in and picked their order off shelves, dug through 5,000 boxes looking for that one pack of dice that's always in the stupid place, and then they can organise a time to come pick it up. So that's what we're doing at the moment. Once we've got a retail location in, they'll still be able to do that, but they won't have to go through the rigmarole of, you know, ringing up, making a time and everything. They'll just know that the MilSims branded location will be open from 10 till 5 or whenever it is, and that they can come down and with their order number and pick it up, which would be much neater and nicer for customers.
Are you planning to be running both brands?
I think at this stage we will. I'm changing my mind every 5 minutes. There's a lot of love for Joe Dodgy's Dice and Games amongst the people that do know it. And we've built our brand through word of mouth and free advertising, that type of thing, because, you know, if you're spending money on advertising, you've got to charge more. And it's allowed us to grow at a rate that we can actually handle at the same time. We would like to continue to use that brand. I've even had people upset at the thought of us getting rid of it. It will probably continue to be exactly as it is. It'll be Joe Dodgy's Dice and Games. It'll be dice and games, cheap and cheerful, online, with a pickup location that just happens to be Milsim's Games. And probably the only difference between them and Milsim's Games would be you can't place an order online for Joe Dodgy and then immediately race down to the store and pick it up. It would be something where it has to be picked overnight or picked in the next run to keep our costs down. If you wanted to have something straight away, then you just go straight down to Milsim's, the store, and buy it there on the counter. And I would assume that as a result of that, because of the staffing and the store and everything else, they'll continue to be a little bit more expensive than Joe Dodgy's, not $20 an item or anything silly like that, just a tiny little bit extra to cover the cost of actually having a physical store. So that's the plan. And then I'll change my mind tomorrow.
Look, it is very exciting. I think everyone that I've spoken to and interacted with in our hobby is excited that you're going to bring back this icon of gaming from all our pasts. We wish you every success. Is there any other news you've got for us before we let you go?
Well, I'd be silly not to take advantage of being on a nice big radio show to not try and get every last one of your customers to come and try shopping with us. So while we don't have the Milsim's site up at the moment, we do have the Joe Dodgy site up, and it's operating, and we're shipping orders every day. We do a great job of getting orders out pretty much next day unless something goes wrong, and that's www.joedodgy.com.au, or just search for Joe Dodgy, because strangely enough, we're about the only people in the world that call ourselves Joe Dodgy. And if you're quick, say in the next 30 days from when this goes to air, there's a promo code you can use to get 5% off an order. That promo code will be Dodgy Diceman. So that's DodgyDiceMen. Whack that in and 5% off an order, which considering you're already the cheapest in Australia, means you're laughing.
That is absolutely amazing, Mitch. Thank you so much. We will spread the word far and wide through social media. We do really appreciate that. And as soon as you've got some more news for us about when Milsim's is going to be up and running again via you, give us a yell and we will certainly help spread the word then.
Well, that would be absolutely brilliant. You can see from the number of people that are following, I've seen the records and the number of people that are on the lists of Milsim's. There are a lot of people out there that, you know, have like me, enjoyed Milsim's and remember it as a great company. And that's what we're aiming for again.
All our names are certainly on their list, that's for sure. Thanks so much for having a chat with us, and it's great to get the complete word straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So thank you so much. We wish you every success with Joe Dodgy and with the new rebranded Milsim's. And we'll keep in touch and let all our listeners know what's happening.
Thanks again. I really, really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.